Hi, it's Donna here, also known as Rapunzel71, and it's a long time now since I've done one of these audio booms, and there's been quite a few changes to audio boom since I last recorded. This is a dog treat boom, and I thought I would take you through some of the treats that I got the other day from a website called My Itchy Dog, which is a www.myitchydog.co.uk. Louise Brackley, who's a friend of mine, recommended this website to me some time ago. And it's not for verminous dogs or anything like that. It's for dogs who, you know, perhaps might be a bit sensitive, or for owners who want to make sure that the dogs aren't getting too much wheat in their, or any wheat in their diet, in their treats and that kind of thing. So anyway, I thought I would have a look and see what they had, because I kept seeing in my favourites and thinking one of these days I'll get some stuff off here, and then not bothering. I should say, by the way, it's now the 15th of February. Pause recording. So My Itchy Dog do quite a wide variety of dog treats, including semi-moist chews, biscuits, you know, you name it. So I'm not going to go through every single one because there's loads of them. I'll just show you or talk you through what's in my box. My box is sat here on top of the cooker. So the first thing I bought is a resealable bag of Dr. Chew Natural Whey sweet potato rawhide chips, and these come in different sizes depending on the size of your dog. I got the large ones. They don't last particularly long, but they are low fat, you know, it's a nice treat to give maybe if you just come back from a walk, or you know, or that kind of thing. I sometimes, if I walk one of my dogs and then I get back home, you know, I'll sometimes give both dogs a treat at the end of a walk for the one that's been walked and for the other one for being good, and, you know, that kind of thing. So they're quite good. They don't last ages, but they're not really meant for that. I think they're just meant as a sort of little nibble, really. Then I've got several kinds of these little biscuits, which are paw shaped. I'd say you could get maybe two training treats out of each one, possibly three, if you were doing lots of repeats with clicker, etc. But the nice thing about these is that they're wheat gluten free, so they're made with things like oat flour, and some of them have rice in, and they come in various different flavours. So there's strawberry and rhubarb, cheese and apple. The dogs think they're getting some now. Then there's also carob choc and orange, and blackberry and apple, and these come in little 150 gram bags. So I got one of each of those. Only one obviously will be open at a time. The next thing I got were some, again it's a biscuit, and they're lamb bones, and you can get these in a mini bone for a training treat, or a small bone for a slightly bigger treat. I got the small bones. They come in 150 grams, 300 grams, 500 grams and a kilo. So I got 500 grams of these, which are still sealed up. I've also got, on Louise's recommendation, I haven't opened these yet, but apparently they smell like Play-Doh, some apple and cinnamon baked treats, which appear to be, yeah, in like a very small bone shape, and these are definitely more of a training treat. They're in a 500 gram bag. Those last two that I mentioned, the gourmet treats, Natural Whey gourmet treats that come in the strawberry and rhubarb, etc. flavours, they're made by Natural Whey, as are the lamb treats and the apple and cinnamon ones. And then last of all, I got some Whimsies treats. These are quite interesting. I've talked about these before from time to time. Lots of pet shops do them. or online stores as well. And you often see them quite a lot at Crufts and things like that if you go there. These are a vegetable chew. They are quite expensive for what they are. It makes more financial sense to buy them in bulk, but I can't always afford to do that, so I would get them loose. But the interesting thing is they come in different shapes. They've got lots of different knobbly bits on them for the dog's teeth. They're made mainly of potato starch. They've got some cellulose in, some lecithin, and also there's another some glycerin as well. And they come in three different colours, green, brown and orange. The brown ones contain malt extract. The orange ones contain, I think it's called a natto fruit, and the green ones have alfalfa in them. The interesting thing is as well, they come in different sizes depending on the size of your dog. And although it doesn't have the specifications on My Itchy Dog, if you go on the Whimsies website, it will tell you which sizes are for which dog. So mine take a large size, but there is an extra large as well. Some of them have a medium, a small and an extra small, depending on what you've got. So I got the Eurostar, which is a rectangular stick, and it's got three sort of knobbles which run across it, across the width of it, which is supposed to be good for massaging the dog's teeth and gums. These can't be given to dogs unless they're older than 9 months though. So they've got the Eurostar. Also I've got some rice bones, which are basically all one size. I'd say they're for a medium to large dog. Wouldn't give it to a really big dog because the rice bones aren't as big as the large sticks. And then my favourite ones, I don't know why I like these so much, just the shape of them really. It's a toothbrush. And like a toothbrush, it's got the knobbly bristles and then the handle, and it's all chewable. I didn't get any of these, but they also do crocodiles, or alligators as they call them now. They do hedgehogs and something called a crossbone. And also they do a veggie pig's ear as well. Just like a normal pig's ear, but obviously made of the stuff that I described. Obviously no meat in it. So I'm going to have to find homes for all of these tomorrow, because we don't want little people going in and stealing them. Just pack them back into the box for now. And here's my shoes. My Itchy Dog also do the antler bars, which my dogs like, and they do rawhide, which hasn't been bleached or preserved, which Louise was telling me about. I haven't got any of that yet. So, have a browse around and have a look and see what you think. Pause recording.